Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everyone. My name is Alon.
And my name is Zara.
And over there, we got Andrew running the show. Now, we've got an awful lot to talk about, as always.
Oh, yes.
We want to do...
awful big things to talk about.
Though. Oh, of course. Now, this week, meaning yesterday and today, if you've turned on a radio or television, of course, all you hear about is Virginia Tech. And what do you think my instinct was when I said, oh, I'm going to have to do a show tonight? What should I talk about? What do you think, Ara?
I think it starts with the letter J, and the other word starts with the letter T.
No. No, not at all.
Not Jack Thompson?
No. Here's the thing. My instinct was, well...
Because we know how much you love Jack Thompson.
Listen, I would like to say to the people involved, hey, sorry, that sucks, stuff happens, but my show is about video games, and we've already talked about video game and violence a million times, so I'm not going to talk about it. And then I started thinking about it more, and I realized, you know what, there is some stuff I want to discuss, which is very relevant, not necessarily so much to video games or the industry, but more to our audience.
I actually had a similar feeling when I first heard about this and also thinking about what we were going to talk about tonight, because, I mean, you know, of course, obviously, this is a really, really horrible, bad thing, you know, and...
But lots of horrible, bad things happen.
Oh, yes, and we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how this relates to video games. But what I was thinking about, I was like, wow, you know what? This is like, you know, the dead horse that's already there for you to beat on, right? I mean, it's too easy to talk about this because it's the same thing happens with this that's happened every time something similar to this has happened since time immemorial, before even video games came out.
What, I get sick of watching the news?
Okay, something bad happens and, oh, what caused this to happen? And, oh, it's video games because they're really... you know, violent and popular now. And, you know, when video games run around, it was, you know, TV. And when TV wasn't so hot, it was rock music. And, I mean, it's
there
just,
were books once upon a time.
Yes. And, yeah. And I mean, you know, this always happens, and it happens in the same way every time. And I feel like we're kind of going to, at least I feel like I'm going to, you know, reiterate and just sound like a broken record. But I don't know. I guess people like talking about it, and I'm kind of riled up about it anyway. So what the hey?
All right. So before we start... because I got stuff I want to talk, and unfortunately, I might go on for quite a bit in monologue style, but that's okay. If you guys want to call later, you can do that. Show's live right now, 866-536-1100. Little housekeeping, what did we do this weekend, Ara?
Oh, sheesh.
We were in my house.
Yes, we were
with recording equipment.
Yes, we did. We did a
We guest
podcast,
hosted,
didn't we?
Yes. We guest hosted on the Joystick podcast.
I can't believe I forgot about that. That was a lot of fun.
It was like 2 days ago, you know.
You know, when I start my work week, it's like everything before that just like erased from RAM.
Yeah, no, I purposely caught you off guard just to see what would happen.
Yes, and yeah. Obviously, I was floundering like an idiot.
So anyway, Joystick podcast number 5, we were part of it. I don't even know when they post. They may have already posted it. I have a feeling it takes them a little longer to edit it together. If it's not available yet, number 5. You'll be able to hear us on it. And we talk about things that are not at all related to school shootings. But anyway, you should go there and listen. Joystick.com, ends with a Q, not a CK. And we've had Chris Grant from Joystick on this show before.
Wouldn't that be Joystick?
Well, that doesn't have an E. It's JoyStick.com. Sister
all right, fine.
Or brother podcast to Engadget. Anyway, we had a good time doing that. Lasts about an hour. So you should go listen. It was good times.
It was a good time.
I told my Super Paper Mario story, which I was planning on telling today on this show, but we might run out of time. Now, also, you, as we've discussed in the past, worked on a wonderful game called...
A very wonderful game called The Red Star.
Now, is Red Star wrong? It's The Red Star?
It's The Red Star. There's only one Red Star. This is the one.
Okay. We have mentioned this several times on the show, talking about how it's coming out tomorrow. And tomorrow, and whatever tomorrow is, the day after the show.
Right. And they always pushed it back, and I keep on looking on GameStop's webpage for the game, and it still says...
Still says tomorrow.
Still says tomorrow.
That means shipping tomorrow in stores in 2 days, but it seems like it may actually happen.
I'm ever PS2 hopeful, only. And I'm probably going to go out and buy 10 copies.
Yeah.
If I can find it. I'm probably going to look tonight just to make sure that the release date hasn't changed again.
Yeah, I just checked a minute ago. It's still there.
That's
as
awesome.
The 18th.
So you guys should all buy this game. It's only like $20 or whatever.
As we've discussed before, you're not making any money off of this.
No,
so it's not.
In fact, I'm owed lots of money from working on it.
Yeah, so it's not like we're saying this as an advertisement to make money. We're saying it as an advertisement because it's a good game and because we want you to see some things that Ara has worked on. And this is going to be the first opportunity you have to do that aside from anything official, I mean.
Yep.
Because you had your level in Unreal that we discussed in the past.
Yes, that was a very long time ago.
All right, so that should be coming out very, very soon. If you find a store that actually carries the game, that would be fantastic.
And if you actually buy it and play it, and maybe I'm getting too far ahead of myself here, but give us a call or write us. I'd be very, very interested in knowing what you thought about it.
So far, any feedback I've heard has been only positive, and that's just being honest. Seriously.
I have too, and quite frankly, I've been actually surprised about how positive feedback about the game has been.
Yeah,
and
too bad it belonged to a company that went under because all their other games suck balls.
And you know I'm the type of person that, like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, like, project an image of something that, you know, isn't there, right? So it's like, you know, it's really a weird feeling because I have a lot of criticisms of the game myself. I mean, you know, heck, I worked on it, right?
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of problems when I see the game. I'm like, oh, man, you know, I wish we had time to do this. I wish we had time to do that.
I experienced that this morning when I do this art thing that I don't think I really talk about on the show, but I produced a piece of art, sort of, and I looked at it today. I was like, oh, I totally screwed that up.
Yeah, and people don't notice, and it's very interesting because they just don't notice all these things.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying, but everyone else says it's really good, and it's only $20. At least I think that's what it's going to cost.
Yeah, I think so.
And if you don't buy it in the first week, it may very well go down to like $3 soon afterwards. But
I don't know. I mean, it's probably a limited production game anyway, so you know. You should go buy 5 or 6 copies to sell on eBay.
I have a feeling this is the sort of game that will, once it's gone from the shelves from the first week or 2 weeks or whatever, if you don't find a used copy, you won't find the game. So, and again, that's just being honest. I'm buying my copy, so you should too. All right, so we only have like a couple minutes. Andrew, how long do we have before the break?
Five
minutes? But I want like a whole segment to talk about this. If we break early now, do we get more time next segment? All right.
That sounds like a great
trade-off. We're going to break early right now and have a longer segment.
What's our number?
Two. The number
to call?
866-536-1100. And if you're on the internet right now, check out chatterboxgameshow.com. You can learn more about stuff, like the fact that we're on Tuesday night instead of Mondays anymore.
We're going to be talking about the Virginia Tech Massacre.
And we'll be back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Ara.
And I'm Alon.
And we're here talking about video games every week. And this week, we're going to talk about the Virginia Tech Massacre.
And how it sort of kind of relates to video games or
It actually does, but we're only going to talk about that part of it.
Yeah, for the record. Like
for
I said
record.
Earlier, if you missed the first segment on the podcast that you just listened to... you know, I wasn't planning on talking about this, and I'm not doing it to be sensationalistic. But, you know, like, I'm like everybody else. When I watch the news and they keep talking about this, I really wish they would talk about something else because they do a horrible job since they decide that they're only going to talk about this for an hour. They cover it
right
with minutiae, which is just unbelievable. So, anyway.
And rhetoric, which is unbelievable.
Yes. And I don't care about that stuff, but I do care about a couple things that I'm going to mention now. It's kind of long-winded, but I hope you'll take a listen anyway. Before we do that, though, I want to get the sponsor stuff right out of the way.
Right on.
Yeah, sponsor. Nobody wants to know that Andrew runs stuff.
No, I was pointing at the phone number.
Oh, phone number, yeah. Well, if you want to call us and talk about this stuff as well, 866-536-1100 there, partner. Which you can see on our website, too, chatterboxgameshow.com.
You'll want to call in a few minutes if you don't want to call right now.
Yeah, but UAT, the University of Advancing Technology, they are what makes this show happen, and I appreciate it. even though they may not necessarily like what I have to say now. So,
will I like what you have to say now?
Probably not. Nobody will. In fact, I expect to get a lot of hate mail, but whatever. And to be honest, like a lot of the things we talk about on the show, we say in jest or to be funny, right? But even if I'm trying to be funny, I'm still very serious about what I'm saying. Like, I don't make a point. I'm not lying about anything.
Not like Jack Thompson or anything.
No, Jack fucking Tool. I don't want to know about Jack. Anyway, I don't want to talk about violence in video games or if games caused this guy to do what he did. And at this point, you understand that video games have nothing to do with someone making the decision to act this way. And in fact, if you don't feel that way, you're just a giant idiot, and you have my permission and recommendation, in fact, to just not listen to this show anymore because you're a tool. So, for the record, though, I do think that playing a lot of video games would help this guy or anyone else pull it all off. Not necessarily more than any other medium which involves fantasy, like, you know, reading a book that talks about shooting things.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
No way, dude.
Yeah. Or
no effing way.
Hang on. Or watching movies. Or maybe not listening to music, but something where you role play and exist in the fantasy where you can prepare these things in your head and think about them, especially video games because you get to actually, you know, use hand-eye coordination and visual acuity and all that stuff. I think it would probably help. And in fact, if I wanted to do something like this, I would play video games and plan it out with a video game. However, the fact that it may help, at least my claim that it may help, has no bearing on the fact that you need to be fractured in some way or multitude of ways that video games have nothing to do with.
Absolutely. Right?
So I don't think they cause you to do it.
And not in just in some way, but in some really, really messed up way. I mean, how often do these things happen, right?
Apparently quite often these days.
Right, but I mean, you know, every few years, right? How many people are there in the world?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, as far as like percentage of population, it is kind of crazy that it happens at all. I will grant that. But it's almost minuscule. It's almost like it's such a crazy and extreme aberration that happens on, you know, that happens so rarely that, you know, how can you ever attribute something that is on, you know, on the macro scale, like, you know, popular culture or popular, you know, media to actually being like contributing factor in any significant way. But anyway.
Yeah, no, and I mean, we agree. You might not agree with what I was saying before. Actually, I don't even know if you were being facetious when you said no way.
Oh, no, I am definitely not being facetious.
Yeah.
And I've got some choice words for you, young man.
All right. But I think that some people would agree that it has you do these things. Like, I can play, and Jack Thompson has brought up Doom and all these games where you kill people in Halo and stuff, right?
Right.
So I become used to the fantasy of shooting a gun and throwing a bomb and the concept of...
Conceptually,
hurting,
yes.
Hurting things and killing people. And I could plan it out. I could play Half-Life 2 in the sandbox and set people up, and I could plan stuff. But you know what? I could do that by walking through my house and setting up a dummy in the house.
Sure.
And playing with the gun in the backyard. It's just I'm using a different method of practice. And so my point is, at least in this respect, it's not going to cause you to do it, but I don't disagree that it could certainly train. But honestly, I don't think that's relevant, and I don't care. It's
right.
Not an excuse to not have video games.
Well, it's like one of the best analogies I've ever heard was somebody made a comment on one of these forums or message boards, and they said, yeah, this is like some woman, someone's wife coming in to find a guy cheating on her and saying that it was because of the couch.
Yeah, it was there.
So they used the couch.
I fell.
They probably wouldn't have done it without the couch.
Yeah. So my next potentially hot topic is mentioning the fact that I love stereotypes. I don't think they're bad. I use them all the time, find them very useful.
Well, you know what's funny? I mean, you can say stereotype, right? Or a lot of people like to use the word archetype when they don't want to be
politically correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So... I think they're dandy and useful. For instance, if I saw four guys walking down a sidewalk, they were limping, wearing bandanas, had a bunch of tattoos, I'm going to be more cautious around them, or, if possible, avoid them completely. Why? Because people who do that sort of crap are usually giant morons. They could be dressing up. They could be coming home from a play.
They could.
Walking home where they were dressed up like gangsters.
It's possible.
But, you know, in Phoenix, I'm not really going to take my chances, because there are a lot of actual gangbangers who really don't mind hurting people and taking your stuff and killing you and whatever. It really happens all the time, and we've had several mass murders mentioned in the news lately. Another great stereotype is, hey, I'm Israeli, and I'm culturally Jewish. I've mentioned in the past that I'm not really religious, but grew up Jewish. And you know what? Ara, I'm cheap, and I'm kind of smart. Sometimes, not genius, right? But, like, I'm not an idiot, and I don't like spending money.
Hey, well, you know what? I come from the same hemisphere as you, and, you know, I'm pretty, maybe even quarter sphere as you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I'm pretty effing cheap.
Yeah, we share that, don't we?
And, you know, I'm, you know,
kind of a smart guy.
A little dorky, too, yeah.
I think cheap really is smart, by the way.
Well, I like to use the word frugal, really.
But anyway, so my point is, you know what? They're not wrong. They individually, you got to give everybody a chance. It doesn't, when I say that Jews often are cheap and smart, you know, like a lot of people have said, it doesn't mean that everyone who is that way or is a Jew is going to be that way. There's a lot of dumb ones and a lot of not cheap ones.
Right. Unless they're Armenian, and then that means they're automatically a jeweler.
There you go. Yeah, but Armenians aren't Jews.
No, a jeweler. They're jewelers.
Jewelers. Okay. So, but anyway, it certainly helps you understand some things that might be going on with a person if you can fit them into a category, right? You're fitting them into a category for a reason.
Well, in fact, the reason why the stereotype issue comes up so much, and I've actually read some really, you know, nerdy, dorky, scientific stuff about this, is that that's essentially the way the human brain works. For better or worse, as a survival mechanism, you know, as an extension of the animal brain, the human brain, when you see things, you tend to generalize, especially when you have...
Yeah, well, it's a defensive measure, right?
Right.
If I can use some observation to predict what's coming in the future or what the situation is, it's going to help me better cope with whatever situation I'm thrust into.
And you're going to bias your decision towards whatever is beneficial to you on a survival basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it might not be accurate, but if it helps you survive... That's what sticks, right?
That's why Jews don't get the hot ladies, because we don't spend money on them.
Well.
That's what it is. All right. So I'm laying a groundwork here. Anyone who goes into a public place and kills a bunch of people, at least when it's not for some idiotic religious reason, right? Like we've been dealing with a lot lately in the news.
Well, you know, the word idiotic isn't strong enough, but it's always at least idiotic, right? I mean,
yeah.
No matter how you do this.
But I mean, if you're not serving the jihad or whatever the hell religious reason, if you're doing it on your own, which is basically what happened, you know, at Columbine and VA Tech and at churches and with I can't remember. Anyway, it happens a lot in America lately. The guy who drives the tank around everywhere and kills a bunch of people, right? You know, these people, they're people with no lives. They're probably big nerds. That's who I'm really talking about. Now, I'm a card-carrying member of that elite nerd society. I wear glasses. I like my mom. I don't freak on girls on the dance floor. And I'm a lot more apt to tattle on you for doing something stupid.
I don't know. I heard otherwise on that other one. Man.
Okay. I'm a lot more apt to, like, rat on you for doing something dumb than your dumb friend who doesn't care about you or the public at large. Like if my friend wants to go drive home drunk, I'm like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that because you might kill someone. Right? And I'm like, oh, you're such a nerd. You're a square. Oh, sorry. I kind of value life.
You must be hanging out with some really hip people.
Yeah, apparently. Too hip for me. So anyway, I clearly fall into the category of being a bona fide nerd. In fact, aside from my unusually large penis, nerd all the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like I said, trying to be funny. Break it up. So it's not like I'm trying to talk down to you folks. The only reason I get heard by anyone is because I have this radio show. And Ara, without you, it just wouldn't happen, my friend.
Is there... there's some lights over there.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care right now. So I heard this morning on some morning show, listen to some psychologist getting interviewed about this whole spiel, right? He said that this sort of thing is no more likely to happen in any particular place than any other because psychological derangement, I don't remember the words he used, but basically it has no specific demographic. It's not going to serve in more a group of white people or rich people.
Is that really true, though?
Well, I disagree with it. So, yes, it is untrue.
I mean, maybe it's just because we really don't have information about, like I don't know, societies in Africa or in Asia or in the USSR, but we don't seem to hear about this stuff happening in anywhere other than, certain highly westernized societies. It happened in Germany. It happened here.
You know what? That's another topic that I thought about talking about and figured, I should maybe stick a little bit more to what I had thought about before.
Yeah.
But in America, and this, see, I have drawn an analogy between just like male-female relationships, or not necessarily male-female, but love relationships, where people are always trying to progress, to move forward and do something new, right? That's why people, they get married, and then as soon as they get married, they have a baby because they can't figure out anything else to do, and then they have a baby and, well,
some
busy
people,
taking care
ostensibly.
Of kids. Essentially. Like, that's the standard fare, though, right? People are always moving forward. Hey, I like you. Let's go steady. Let's not go steady. Let's get engaged. Let's get married. Let's have a kid.
Let's until break they, up. Let's
yeah,
let me take all
your
money.
Until they run out of stuff to do.
I gotta kill my wife now.
Yeah, but Americans, we're basically so coddled. There's so much, food is easy to get. Jobs are relatively easy to get. We've got nothing else to do but sit around and be bored.
And stab each other to death.
Yeah, so then we're like, oh, I need to make a statement. So I still have more to talk about here. I know you have more to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And people, feel free to call in 866-536-1100. We're going to keep going.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
Thousands gathered Tuesday night at Virginia Tech to remember those killed in Monday's massacre. Police say Joe Sung Hee, the alleged shooter, left behind a note. Joe's former roommate, Andy, had this to say about the gunman.
He was a strange kid, so expect strange things.
All right, Chatterbox Video Game Radio is back. I'm Alon.
And I'm Aura.
And we sort of got cut off, even though we had a long segment, so we're going to keep going. I was talking about the psychologist that I heard this morning, talking about how there's really no likelihood that this is going to happen in one place. At least it's not more likely to happen in that's one right. place than another.
And I said, I don't think that's true, and you said, I don't think that's true either.
Yeah, but on top of that, here's the thing, though. I was saying that really, I think the people who do this, we can pretty much stereotype as the loners and the nerds.
Well, see, I don't agree with that, because I think that there are a lot of loners and nerds that aren't anywhere near to doing something like this. I mean,
Of course not. No.
You know, I live in a cavern.
Yes, yes. No, and I'm the same way. This is my point, right? I'm going to keep going with my point here.
Go for it.
But what I'm saying is all the people who do this are the nerds.
Yes.
Right. So if you're not, you're pretty much ruled out. And there's a reason. Right. And that's why, unfortunately,
what do you think the reason?
Although you can't pinpoint where it's going to happen again, because it's so unlikely to happen because so few people are this amazingly deranged.
Right.
Right. You might look at where is there a larger concentration of this type of person. But anyway.
That's actually interesting, because, and I don't want to get off too far off track, but just really briefly, our culture, our society, this highly technological Western society, is actually growing to the point where you need to interact less and less with people to live.
Yeah, and I mean, that certainly is happening on a worldwide basis, but I think it's concentrated in the U.S.
Absolutely, and it really does seem like the people who do flip out like this are the kind of people who not just, live in caves and are nerds, but they do this to such an extreme that they pretty much minimize all as much social contact as they can.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of person that this Cho Sung-hui guy was.
Whatever his name is. Yeah.
Cho Sung-hui.
And that is what we need to touch on. So the psychologist guy did agree that it's most likely to going to come from someone who's depressed and lonely, and he mentioned all that other stuff, which is just friggin' obvious. Person who's going to do this and flip out is going to be that kind of person who's messed up. And during the break, which isn't in the podcast, but if people are listening live, you heard CNN or whatever news, some kid was like, that guy was a weird guy, so expect weird things. Now, I like guns, and I like knives, and I like fire, and I like explosions just as much, if not more, than the next guy.
Or deranged psychopath loners.
Yeah. No, love them. I'm not actually guns. I like firing, but I'm not really, I have no innate urge to go shoot people. because I have an understanding of what that means.
Have you shot a gun before?
I have once when I was like a Boy Scout. I shot a rifle, 10 rounds, and that's it. Yeah. Otherwise, it's BB guns and stuff.
I'll be getting back to that later.
Yeah. But, you know, I've had lots of knives. In fact, I took a knife to school because I felt threatened when I was in elementary school.
You know what? One time, I actually did that too at high school, and it was for the only reason that I just got a really cool knife at Busch Gardens, and I wanted to show it to people because it was cool. And I wasn't even thinking that it would get me in trouble.
Yeah,
and one of the teachers saw it. Actually, didn't he? And he was like, wow, you know what? You better put that away because that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, well,
and he was cool about it, but if maybe somebody else not so cool had seen it, that would have been bad times.
No, like when I say I'm a nerd and I was a nerd, like I would get people would tackle me going home from school. One time I was literally pulled out of my house when the paperboy and his buddy who went to my school pulled me out of my house.
Yeah,
were spitting on me. Like,
yeah, we don't need to trade those stories.
Yeah, I have all sorts of them. All sorts. So big nerd right here. I'm one of you. But luckily, very few of you are this dumb, you know, to do what this guy did. So I like all these things. But one of the things that stops me from just doing something idiotic or just feeling bad about myself or wanting to do something dumb, whether it's just kill myself or kill 30, however many people, right? It's that I realize there's better stuff to do. I could be shooting. I could be lighting things on fire or cutting people or myself or whatever. But there's other stuff I could do with my time.
Well, you're not psychologically deranged.
Well, I think that's up for debate. But certainly I realized, you know what? Sure, I could be shooting stuff, but maybe, just maybe, I could go out there and try to get laid. That's really one of the major points I want to get out to you guys.
Or start a home garden.
Or, yes, break out the Zen garden. There's better stuff to do, and like, you want to be social. Right? A lot of people listen to this show and are like me. And like I was more so when I was a child growing up, right? Staying at home, playing a lot of video games because video games cater to a single user experience or at least a solitary user experience in a social environment now with online games, which didn't exist when we were kids.
Which just still counts as solitary in my book.
Yes, I agree. Much less so, but...
I wouldn't even say necessarily less so unless you actually have a connection to those people in real life, but I digress.
I mean, guilds and stuff, sometimes people get bonded and like... bonds that are pretty strong. But anyway,
you want a cyber?
I want people to realize that you're a good person that has like value in the world, and you can go out there, and just because you get one girlfriend and then she breaks up with you doesn't mean you have to go shoot her, because guess what? There's more out there. You know, there's a book, and Ara, I hope you don't mind me bringing this up on the show.
Go ahead. I don't mind at all.
There's a book out there that I want all of you to read. And you know what? If you can't afford it, if you can't get your mom to drive you to the mall to buy it, you can get it on BitTorrent. You can find a free copy of it. Screw piracy. It's important that you read this book, boys and girls, but especially geared towards men or boys. It's called The Game. It's written by a man named Neil Strauss. It may very well help you not be such a loser like I was growing up and like I potentially, you know, still pretty much am. Right. But it might help you recognize that you have some value and you have some ability to not necessarily be the recluse that you are. And I realize, by the way, not everybody in our audience is this person, and certainly there are varying degrees of it. But I know for a fact that a lot of our audience is this way, because I would be the type of person to listen to this show.
Hey, we may even have some player listeners out there.
Yes. And so I'm not going to talk too much about the content of it, but bottom line is it chronicles a story of a guy going from a giant loser, or an unknown small loser, I guess, to someone who was socially apt, able to exist in a social environment.
Opposite of inept.
Exactly. And I really
very
think,
apt.
And it's a true story. Yeah. So I want you to read that book. Ara and I both read it. I want you to read that and
it's
realize
a good book.
It's fantastic. And it's really cool. Like, I read very slowly. I hate reading, as you would know if I talked about my Super Paper Mario story.
I read it in 6 hours.
Yeah. Really? The whole thing?
More or less, yeah. I just like read it like in one weekend. I just like, all right, I'm going to read this.
So again, The Game by Neil Strauss, and I'll try to put a link up on the website when I get around to it. I'm 100% serious when I mention this, and Ara, I think, shares my feelings here. Go read that freaking book. It'll help you, even if you don't think you're a giant loser. Like, it'll still be a good read. But especially if you're one of those guys who thinks, like, I'm sitting at home, I got nothing to do, I got no friends, I'm just playing video games, which was me, and still is on a lot of Saturdays, I want you to pay attention to that. Realize that, that there's something that, that can change. And what I was talking about before, China, kind of switching topics, how like you might be able to focus on a place that has a higher concentration of these people.
Right.
I think of a place like UAT, and it makes me feel bad to mention this. I don't want to scare people away from UAT because it's a good place. And in fact, I still enjoy going there when they have events.
Well,
stuff.
See, I disagree with that, but go ahead. Finish your thing.
But it's just like I thought about this and say, okay, I really do think I'm very confident and not trying to be sensationalist when I say everyone who does this, whether it's the 45-year-old guy driving the tank, however, I have no idea if he really was 45, right? The guy who drove his car through a church or something and killed 20 people, whether it's the Columbine kids who clearly were messed up nerds, right? Or this Korean guy who just shot up a place yesterday. I'm pretty sure they all fit the characteristic that they're either, you know, nerds or recluses and whatever. So they probably played video games because they were alone. Nothing to do with whether or not they would shoot a place up. But a common characteristic of someone who's
lonely. Or because
lonely.
Millions and millions of people the world over play video games.
Yes, exactly. So then I look at a place like UAT and I think of a story, right? I was trying, I have a house that's not terribly far from the school. And I was going to school there, so I tried to get roommates because it's expensive to own a house. And so I put an ad out there and I had someone from UAT come visit to look at the house. And I'm not really going to get into it, but the person clearly didn't fit like the standard social archetype, I guess.
Maybe an extreme form of geekism.
He very obviously led an alternative lifestyle. Right?
Okay.
I got no problem with it.
What, some kind of fetish? What?
And no, listen, like I said, I'm not going to get into it. But he led an alternative lifestyle, which leads me to believe that he probably wouldn't fit in most social environments.
Or in your home, probably.
Probably not in my home either. But whatever, right? Seemed like a very nice guy.
All right.
But, and chose not to have a room at my house eventually, probably because it's kind of too far away if you don't have a car. But anyway, then later I saw an ad for someone else advertising a room in their own house. And I think it was the same person who, you know, a year earlier was considering living at my house. And he went on and again, no reason to believe this guy isn't anything but nice, but he's like, hey, you know, we got a room in the house, but you've got to be comfortable with guns and knives because we have a lot of them in the house.
Wow.
And I think like that's not the first time I've heard that sort of story, right? Someone big nerd loves to play with shiny stuff, loves to play with something that makes him feel powerful and, you know, something he can do on his own, which is shooting a gun, playing with knives and fire and stuff, right? And it just weirded me out. And I know that sort of stuff is going to exist in a higher concentration, although not necessarily in greater numbers. I bet ASU has a lot more messed up people than UAT because UAT is so much smaller.
Right.
But the concentration is higher, so I don't know what that means. More likely.
Well, I think in a small school, this thing has less of a chance to happen because necessarily, I mean, especially somewhere like UAT, it's like you do have to interact with people to get somewhere. And a huge school, you can just kind of like disappear if you really want to, you know?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's going to happen anywhere. And it just, another public service announcement. I wish we had the sound effect, the more you know sound effect. Angie, we should have gotten that before the show. Do-do-do-do. Nobody? Anyway.
I'm drawing a blank here.
Well, those who listen to the Corolla show know what I'm talking about. Maybe you aren't a giant geek, like I've been describing during the show. Maybe you know one. Or maybe you don't even know one, but you see one sitting around not talking to anybody. Maybe it's a good chance to get to know that person. Or just be nice. Just be nice and get them to, hey, stuff's going on. Maybe you should open your eyes and hang out. UAT,
unless they're brandishing a weapon, in that case, perhaps it's better to step away.
But, like, UAT actually does a good job of events with the school. Like, I'm very surprised. In the last couple of years, they have, like, once or twice a month, they have events on Fridays, and they have a bunch of people who I would not expect to be going out in groups like this, actually hanging out, and video games are one thing that are bringing them together and avoiding the loneliness that I was talking about earlier. So, anyway, we got more stuff. I'm pretty much done with
so
my
much
side
more
of
stuff.
Things. But we got
so
a lot
little
more.
Time.
Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Ara.
I'm Alon.
And we're talking about the Virginia Tech Massacre.
Really, I'm just talking. We've been talking about just
and video
massacres.
Games. And massacres of all kinds.
Not necessarily via tech, but it's topical.
In general, because, of course, whenever something like this happens, you start to think about the whole thing.
Gets the blood boiling. The other thing that gets my blood boiling is how wonderful UAT is in sponsoring the show.
Indeed.
Although I didn't mean to really rag on them in the last segment. Any school that sort of serves up what they do has a concentration of nerds. You might understand what I'm saying. Not necessarily UAT. UAT actually probably does a better job than others because, like I was saying, they plan events that are on a small enough scale that everyone can participate. So I've been talking a lot. I think Ara is going to sort of take over. Before we do that, I just wanted to mention one thing. One of our listeners and forum writers or people is Bacon Sandwich, and I think he's listening live now too. People brought up Jack Thompson and how he's using this as a field day to talk about video game violence. And
like as usual.
Yeah, like we said earlier, that's BS, and I give it no warrant. But he said one thing. It's like big surprise, a shooting in the school and Jack shows up. Honestly, it's like looking in the mirror on Halloween and saying Biggie Smalls three times, which is a South Park reference. But he says he just magically appears. Anyway, I really, really don't think Jack's Jell-O will stay nailed to the wall for this one. And I just really like that comment. I think he's right. Jack Thompson is going to blow over because, one, we're so used to it, and two, it's people realize at this point that it's idiotic.
Well, I'm a little surprised because I haven't seen a lot of media reference to video games about this.
Dr. Phil said it today.
I've seen a couple, right? It's Jack Thompson, and I've seen Dr. Phil. And I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Phil because that's what I want to talk about. So, what was it? It was a Larry King interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Phil's getting interviewed, and he says, you know, one of the things he says is, common sense tells you that if these kids are playing video games, where they're on a mass killing spree in a video game, it's glamorized on the big screen, it's become part of the fiber of our society. And I just think this is, like, absolute non-intellectual, like, absolutely no forethought rhetoric. I mean,
yeah.
Dr. Phil is completely wrong, and for him to compare a shooting in a video game to the real thing is just completely outlandish. And he just does it so flippantly as if it's, oh, well, you know, hypothetically, you know, conceptually, they're the same thing, so obviously they must be connected. I mean, that's the most utter garbage, non-logic, nonsensical stuff. And the thing that irritates me the most is that the media is presenting this in an authoritative fashion.
Because the media is trying to be sensationalistic like they've been doing all the time. Loneliness is what leads to this.
Right.
Boredom.
Right. And the thing that always gets me is that they compare playing a video game to things like handling a gun. I mean, you know, I don't know if Dr. Phil has ever handled a gun. I don't know if you've used a pistol, for example.
Not a real one.
A couple times. You know, I've shot pistols a couple times, all right? The whole thing about the entire action, mentally, physically, emotionally, could not be farther from any video game experience. When you go out on, like, a gun range or something, first of all, there's all kinds of rules and safety devices there that convey to you how serious this weapon really is. This is a big deal. This is not, like, some kind of fantasy thing.
Is an analogy to a gun range really relevant, though?
Well, look, if you pick up a gun, all right, the gun, it's heavy, it's rough, it's cold.
Yeah.
Not like anything like a video game. When you load bullets into the magazine, you have to push them down, and it's an extreme amount of pressure. You have to make sure that they don't pinch the skin of your finger against the magazine. You can only load them really, really slowly. This is no comparison to a video game. When you actually shoot the thing, the gun pushes back in your hand so hard, like you feel like it's going to jump out of your hand if you're not careful. You can feel the thing just like going through your body. You know, this is not like a video game. It's loud, it's crude, it's powerful, it's painful. Everything about the character of a real gun tells you, this isn't a toy, this isn't fun, this is the real effing thing, and it can kill somebody. And, I mean, compare this to a video game. What do? You're pressing soft plastic buttons down on this lightweight little thing. You're watching a screen in front of you. Bullets are shooting out from your character like a fire hydrant. You're listening to background music. You're lounging away on your couch. How does one map to the other except for on, like, the absolute most high-level scale of, yes, they represent the same sort of thing?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So I think guns make video games feel like hugging Care Bears. And so people always talk about you know, violence is being glamorized, but the distinction they don't make is that violence is glamorized in the media as fantasy. In real life, violence is never glamorized by and large.
In real life?
Right.
Yeah, no. It is, however, sensationalized for hours and hours
and hours. Well, right, but it represents a fantasy. It doesn't represent real life. That's why I brought up the range thing, you know? If you go to a place where people shoot, it's not glamorized. It's not glamorous at all.
Okay.
Everyone's very careful. Everybody treats the thing with respect. So another thing that they say about, you know, this guy who did this massacre at Virginia Tech is that, oh, well, you know, it was because of the violent things in his life or the violent media or something like that that contributed to, you know, this is why culture produces these things. And I really think that people who say this have it completely backward. Violent people are attracted to violent content and they're going to seek that out. That doesn't mean that the violent content creates violent people. And you know what else? A lot of normal people are attracted to violent content too. You know, you and I and millions of other people in the world, we know the difference between fantasy and reality. Actually, you know what? So did this killer. He was just a psychopath that wanted to kill as many people as he could and take his own life
because
it was too
vest.
Painful or something.
He knew he didn't want to get shot by anybody but himself.
And that's just it, plain and simple. There's no scapegoat involved here. It's just some guy freaked out and, you know, yeah, the couch was in the room when he decided to cheat on his wife.
They say they've been saying that it might have something to do with a girl, by the way. That might be what.
Actually, the last thing I heard about that was that was just completely incidental. I heard that on the radio going here. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was just nothing to do with anything.
It's really hard to tell right now because, you know, all we have is news reports and whatever.
Real quick, the last thing I wanted to say was what really gets me is how the whole media is treating the video game connection. This is absolutely appalling to me.
I haven't seen too much of it.
Right. Well, these two things, these
two
instances. Okay, check this out. Larry King's interview with Dr. Phil. After Dr. Phil finishes his diatribe about video games and how they're bad, what's King's response? Well said. Okay, I guess Dr. Phil is the arbiter of all things and well said. The Jack Thompson interview on Fox News, or the Fox propaganda masquerading as news, after he finishes his monologue of lies, what does the anchorman say? He just punctuates it by saying, so eloquent. I mean, how are we giving these people all this credibility when really they're just talking out of their butts?
It's because the people listening to them don't know what they're doing. Larry King, I would have expected a little bit more from because he's kind of been doing it a while.
Right, but no. No.
No, nothing. I didn't see these interviews, so I can't comment on them too much. But like I was saying in the beginning of my whole shtick was, yeah, anyone with a brain realizes that video games don't cause this. I was arguing that
You should use video games if you're planning massacres.
Yeah, I certainly would.
Well, you should use, you know, all the technology available to you to get what you want in life,
I would
right?
also go in the back of my house or some secluded area and pretend I'm doing it for real before actually doing it.
Well, maybe I'd
be using real life instead of virtual real life.
We've got to ban secluded areas then.
Anyway, I want to apologize to anyone who didn't want to hear us talk about Virginia Tech all day. I really had to make that point. Like, remember, the game... Neil Strauss. There's a million other books. It's just the one that I read, right?
Yeah. Zen Flower Gardening.
Yes, that's it.
There's probably a book about it.
Go take a look. You need to have something social in your life, something that's not just being lonely. And go out there. Get laid. If you're going to kill someone, let me know. You can fly down to Arizona. I will get you a prostitute. And then maybe you'll decide that instead of killing someone, you'd rather just go have sex for the rest of your life.
Well
Trust
said.
Me. Yes, thank you. Until next week, folks.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.